Final segment of In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foki and County Appraiser Greg McHenry. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some appraisal issues here and a fun topic of dark store theory. It's always a fun topic to discuss here in the talks of hypothetical lease fee values. Do we have a caller first? Okay, let's get to them first, and then we'll begin our discussion with Greg. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
I sure am glad that you took on the challenge of the commission. I know that your daughter and all of us are so proud of you for the work that you're doing. And we always want to encourage you to get involved and do the things. You know, with one of the problems we have with the Trump stimulus money, the 8,800 pages, there's a lot of millions of dollars laying on the floor that we don't know how to get. And now we have this next stimulus package that there's no money for bridges or anything. We have to look forward to the third stimulus package that's going to be for infrastructure. It's always a study program, and we're so proud of you. We know that you'll study it and make sure that you look out for Riley County. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. All right, well, it's always nice to get compliments, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It comes along once in a while.
Few and far between, I'm sure, for elected officials and maybe department heads too. So, Greg, let's talk a little bit about dark store theory and kind of where we're at. I know we've talked in the past about hypothetical lease fee values and kind of what that process is like, but I know we have some pending cases here that have yet to be heard, right?
We do, yeah. That's a great point. Because we have been short for members appointed to BOTA, or Board of Tax Appeals, there's a huge backlog of cases. And keep in mind that 90% of the cases, actually over 90% of them, are commercial properties. So it's very rare for a residential property or a farm property or something to go to BOTA. They're generally larger value commercial properties, and they're usually taken on by a tax rep who has never been here, never seen the property, doesn't have any information on it whatsoever. But they take the case at the informal level, and then after they send a letter out to property owners claiming that, you know, values are sky high, your property taxes are too much, we'll take this case on and it won't cost you anything. That's true somewhat, because they get paid only if they're if any of these hearing levels result in a reduction in value. And then typically whatever that tax savings is, then they get 50% of it. So it's kind of a one-sided thing for them. They really don't have to put much effort into it. And they file cases at BOTA. You know, typically when we hold the informal, we provide all of our information, our studies, our analysis, sales, et cetera. And they typically don't give us anything in return. You know, we ask for maybe copies of leases. Do you have sales you'd like us to look at? You know, all those kinds of things. And the typical answer is, we might be able to get that to you, but don't worry about it. We'll straighten it all out at BOTA. And so you end up with this huge number of people filing at BOTA. And we've only had until July 1st, we only had one BOTA member, because two of the members, due to the staggered terms, came off at the end of last year, December 31st. And so far, the governor has not been able to get a confirmation on any of her appointees to take their places. July 1st, we had a director appointed. The director also had retired at the end of the year, or early in the beginning of 20. And so we didn't have a director, we didn't have two board members, but the director who was appointed July 1st on an interim basis can serve as a board member. So he's been doing two jobs, and they've been trying to kind of knock out gradually some of that caseload. Our Home Depot case was one of those, and it was, or is, you know, kind of the big box case, and it's a 2018 case, so it's already 3 years old now. But it's one of the cases that statewide everybody's kind of keeping an eye out because in my peers in other counties, because it is a big box case, and hypothetical lease fee is the value that the appraiser that did an appraisal for the tax rep used. And so we were truly debating, you know, the merits or non-merits of hypothetical lease fee in the 2 days that the case took. We should be getting results from that, I want to say, in the next 3 weeks or so, maybe. We actually heard it the second day of it in mid-January. But then BOTA decided to ask the attorneys to file written briefs, which is a little bit unusual, but I think they kind of recognize the importance of this case. And once they have a chance to review those, then they have 2 weeks to issue result notices to us. So we should hear fairly soon, but it is a big case for us, obviously, but also statewide. If BOTA, new BOTA, were determined to not, you know, give hypothetical lease fee or dark store any merit, like we believe they shouldn't, then that would be kind of a reversal of recent policy and really take us back to what BOTA had been for decades. You know, they were an appointed board, nonpartisan, you know, they typically would rule based on the evidence presented that day, nothing more, nothing less. And that's our hope. That's, you know, that way we're treated the same way as folks on the other side and vice versa. And so we're hopeful that our case might be one or one of the cases that kind of puts us back into what we would view as kind of normal behavior at BOTA.
You know, it's interesting. From the other side, you can't really blame businesses like Home Depot for doing something like this. Any way to save money. I mean, it's no brainer, but it just having a level playing field for everybody makes sense on the other side.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't need or want an advantage, you know, and we would like that to be the case for the other folks. You know, counties don't just randomly let a case go to BOTA either. If we weren't 99.9% confident in our value, we wouldn't let it go that far because we're graded at the end of the year on our accuracy. So when properties sell, you know, if we have overvalued, it shows up in that statewide ratio study. And the state has measures that they'll implement to make sure that we get back into compliance. So it's the only thing that we're looking for is accuracy. And if that takes us reducing the value at the informal level or even the small claims level before BOTA, we're more than happy to do that. We want to be accurate and we want our sales ratios to be high. And it, interestingly, on the kind of dark store cases that have occurred, we've had one here in Raleigh County. We're starting to see others in places like Johnson County and Wyandotte and Sedgwick, Shawnee, Douglas. Those are the counties that make up the bulk of the caseload at BOTA. We're starting to see sales of properties that were reduced at BOTA due to dark store. And in each case, the sale price was higher than the county's value was to begin with. And in a lot of those cases, BOTA reduced that county value by 40 to 45%. So that sales ratio, which is simply county value divided by sale price, was really bad. You know, 60-some percent sales ratio, and we're mandated to be between 90 and 110%. We never want to go over 100%, obviously, but we need to be above 90. And, you know, that gives validity to our argument that hypothetical lease fee is not an accurate estimation of value and that it's not about fee simple value, which is simply the bricks and mortar and the land. It's really based on other factors that most appraisers would not use to come up with a fee simple value.
Now, you might talk about the definition of lease for people who aren't familiar with a dark store, you know, in layman terms. And lay women terms, you know, what that means to a typical property owner, say here in Raleigh County, percentage that gets.
Yeah, that's a great point, Catherine. When I refer to fee simple value, that's mandated in a state statute and it's supported by the Constitution, which says it's got to be fair market value. Then in the statute, it defines fair market value as fee simple, which is in layman's terms, it really is just the bricks and mortar and the real estate that it sits on. A hypothetical lease fee is really more of a business value. And we are not valuing or taxing businesses. We are valuing and then ultimately taxing you know, that building and the land that resides, that it sits on, that what we call the bundle of rights. And it even would, you know, typically a bundle of rights are those two things plus the airspace above it. So that's what all appraisers, private and public, you know, do to value fee simple. So that's a kind of the difference between the two. What happens, unfortunately, too, is in any of these cases where due to a BOTA decision to reduce the value, you know, we're creating, in effect, a class of property owners that are not being valued at fair market value, like the statutes say and like the Constitution demands. So all the other property owners, and typically 85 to maybe 88% in some cases statewide of the parcel count is residential and farms and small businesses, small commercial properties. So those folks are picking up, you know, by default, a part of that burden that used to be shared more by the property owner that got a reduction of value at BOTA. And so that's ultimately the worst case scenario. And we've seen that here. You know, we've seen some reductions. Fortunately, we have not seen 40 or 45. More of ours have been less than that or not at all. But, you know, that's a shift in that property tax burden that we're seeing here and in other counties across the state.
Guys,
that's something that's really important to tax owners to know. property owners.
Well, we got to wrap things up, guys. That was an interesting conversation. We appreciate it. Catherine, Greg, okay. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you in a few months.